Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's start it off with RG3's comments. He made some comments about the BYU football team, most recently said that they should be in the college football playoff and that the ranking system was persecuting Christians. Earlier in 2025, he also identified BYU quarterback Bear Bachmeyer as a Heisman candidate, which he was in the mix for that. Look, go look at who's played who and what's happened. If BYU wins against Texas Tech, guess what? You're in the playoff. If you lose, you're not going to be in the playoff. It's that cut and dry. When you look at the conferences, the Big Ten is loaded. The SEC is loaded. You have teams in your conference that are better than you. Texas Tech might be the best team in the country when all is said and done. They got the best run defense in football.
Absolutely.
You know what this is?
What?
This is the Chris Tucker gift from Friday.
Yeah.
Just wave them on.
Well, that's the thing.
Turn the other way, because it makes no sense.
I know people are saying, like, you're giving him the attention he wants and all this stuff. But again, like, if you're going to make a comment like this, then why did TCU get to the national championship? Why do they pick Notre Dame every year? By the way, if you want to go back and look at some of these schools and talk about what their backgrounds are, I mean, there's way more schools than you believe that have religious affiliations, including one which now you can figure it out. We always say SMU. No one says Southern Methodist as much.
Right.
Yeah. SMU won the ACC, and what were they doing last year?
In the playoffs.
So, by the way, stop with this.
BYU played two nationally ranked teams the entire year.
They lost one of them.
The resume is the reason why they're not. Nobody's holding BYU back. BYU is a... Come on, you would love to have BYU to play.
Let me just throw this. So Vanderbilt in conference, I guarantee, played five or six ranked teams throughout their conference play. Not even the out-of-conference stuff, just their conference play. As you pointed out, BYU played two. Two, right?
I mean, six.
Six.
For Vanderbilt. Six for Vanderbilt. They played South Carolina, who was ranked 11th at the time, Alabama, LSU, Mizzou,
Texas,
Tennessee.
I mean, and again, that's why Diego Pavia is probably the front runner for Heisman.
Yeah, 12 games, half of which were against nationally ranked teams.
All right, it's the world of stupid. Why are we talking sports?
Because it's ridiculous. I mean, there's so many schools with religious field. Boston College is Catholic school. Baylor was a Baptist school.
The school that RG3 went to.
Right.
Yeah. Wake Forest. I mean, there's a lot of schools that you can look at that have, like, they were even talking about in one of the articles I read how USC used to be a Christian school. Like, they were the
University
fighting,
of Southern Catholics.
Yeah. They were the fighting something. What was it, the fighting Catholics?
Or? I don't know.
They had some. I was just reading this. Anyway, doesn't matter. Let's move on to the next topic.
Waiting for Yeshiva University to be in the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeshiva.
Liberty University is a Christian school.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to bring up Liberty. Yeah.
They got the swim team's great there. That pool boy keeps that pool clean. He keeps the pipes clean, too. Anyway, let's go with this.
Ass, you know that.
Yeah. Drunken rampage on a Virginia liquor store. Did you guys hear about this?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
I was going to talk about it. It was
passed out on the bathroom
hilarious.
Floor.
Hilarious.
The damn raccoon.
I sent it to you.
Yes.
I sent it to the group. Yeah. It was hilarious.
A masked burglar broke into a closed Virginia liquor store early on Saturday and hit the bottom shelf where the scotch and whiskey were. The bandit was something of a nocturnal menace. Bottles were smashed, the ceiling tile collapsed, and alcohol pooled all over the floor. The suspect likely acted like an animal because, in fact, it's a raccoon. This damn trash panda came into this liquor store and wreaked havoc.
Oh,
and
I do
got
remember
drunk.
That now. I remember what you said in that. Yes, I do now.
It was so funny. And he's like laying there like a drunk. He's like all four spread.
Yes, he just, I can turn, Rob, you can see it. And if you can see it on camera, it's just laid out on the bathroom floor. But I love this. Samantha Martin, who works for the local animal control, says, I personally like raccoons. They are funny little critters. He fell through one of the ceiling tiles and went on drinking just everything. And as she said, she took the raccoon back to the animal shelter, and she had her fair share of giggles watching this thing. Just another day in the life of an animal control officer, I guess, finding out that a raccoon broke in and got annihilated. Have you ever, I've heard, and I've even seen this, stories of dogs getting into people's weed or whatever, and then your animals get messed up. Yeah, you told the story.
I showed you a picture. It was hilarious. Jack's, rest his soul. My giant 100-pound pit bull. There were gummies on the counter. He ate the entire bag.
Ooh.
And he's sitting there, eyes like closed. He was just, and he couldn't do it. He didn't go to sleep. He just sat there. With little slits for eyes, if he could smile like a human, he's like.
Was it like road trip? Did he look hilarious. Up at you and say, "Tell that bitch to make me some blueberry pancakes"?
Yes.
But this is a funny story. And you've seen stuff like this happen all the time. By the way, your dog sounds like somebody I would have wanted to party with.
Oh, you would have loved him. He was something.
Hey, pass it. All right, this last story. I don't know if you know this. There's a Swedish, it's technically an adult film company named Erika Lust Films. Okay. Mm-hmm. They've gained attention because any of their employees, not just the workers that are working on film, mm-hmm. but this applies to people behind the camera as well. Included in their clause to sign is a 30-minute daily masturbation break. Are you allowed to smoke on that break?
Is it? Do you have to? Is it mandatory?
I don't think they can make you. They come in, you're not doing it, I'll do it for you. What? Wait a minute.
All right.
Charlie, you shouldn't be doing this. It's got to be someone else. All right. It's aimed at destigmatizing sexuality and promoting mental well-being. They basically have pump-off stations.
You're kidding.
They have a masturbation station. It's gone. It's gone.
Wow.
The policy was implemented by Erika Lust, the founder of the Barcelona-based company, to help her team cope with stress and improve creativity and destigmatize masturbation. The break is a 30-minute daily entitlement.
Look, we're getting nothing accomplished in this meeting right now. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Actually, we're doing the exact same thing. So let's stop doing it here.
That's right, Joe. We have a lactation room in the building here. This is a little bit different. That's a milking station. It's a different kind of milking station. Right? Is that fair?
Do we have a lactation room in this building?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right there. It's by the guy with the thing. Hey, I don't know. It's right there. I can point to it.
It's what the closet,
the one I hang out in?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lactation room, but it's turned into Nick Drecchio's office half the time.
Yes.
I got a serious question, though. What are you supposed to do for the other 29 and 30 minutes, or 29 minutes and 30 seconds? Like, after you finish, it's done, right? And then you got to go. I guess you get the rest of the time to yourself.
Yeah.
Even that takes you only 30 seconds?
Hey, Joe, these are the softest hands you've ever seen.
Oh, boy.
I'm not gonna prove it to you.
Oh, you should. Just go rub his head.
Joe, come.
It's not the master of his domain. He can't last more than 30 seconds.
Joe, hold on to my pocket and come with me. All right, if you guys want to visit a masturbation station, well, you may as well sign up for Erika Lust Films. You don't have to be on camera. You can be behind it and still get this 30-minute break. That's your World of Stupid.
Thank you very much. Ben McDonald joins us at 8 o'clock. LSU guy, tell us his take on the LSU football situation. I talked to him yesterday. He's got a lot of info, man, which I thought because those bloodlines run real thick down there. But on the other side, what does Andrew's extension mean for Isaiah Likely? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is so frustrating.
Oh, you had the hiccups?
Mm-hmm. I had them last night.
Oh, man, maybe you should drink something and shut up, man.
I did.
Yeah.
I am.
How often are they? Are you getting them? Is it like every? Like,
you asking me like contractions?
How, yeah, I want to know how close they are together, Rob.
Too close.
All right,
like that. Yeah,
yeah.
What does this Andrews extension mean for Likely?
I mean, I don't know that it necessarily means that Likely's gone. It does. It would make it interesting to try to tie up two tight ends in that, especially with all the other things you have to figure out.
See, I don't think there's going to be an impact on Likely because of the contract. I think the contract is because of Likely. Yeah.
And that's fair. I mean, you guys brought it up earlier. Like, is this something because of the dealings you had with Likely and you need to make sure you have something in the fold? The Ravens have been a team that doesn't want their hand forced of drafting a position because it's of supreme need. It's always been, and I know people hate hearing this, the best player available, and they'll go, okay, if the quarterback, no, understanding position of the, yes.
Yeah.
If you had a quarterback that was rated as high as a safety or higher than a safety and you needed a safety, of course you're not drafting the quarterback.
I think the Ravens have done that to people, though. Mm-hmm. They always say, we don't draft need. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That's not true. Because, like you just said, if you have a running back graded higher than somebody, you're not drafting him. Not right now.
But I think the point is...
But that's why people think that, because the Ravens have said that in the past.
But I think that is what they do. Because, like, if you're comparing need, yeah, you're going to say... That's kind of outlier, if you're going to look at it as saying, hey, a quarterback compared to this. That's the only position, really. If there was a running back you liked, you're going to tell me the Ravens wouldn't take him. If there was a wide receiver they liked and they didn't need... They've done this before. Hell, they took cornerbacks... It took a damn safety when we're going, you guys need help here.
Remember receivers.
When they drafted Marlon Humphrey, they needed help at tight ends, and mm-hmm. O.J. Howard's sitting there, and everybody's like, I can't believe they didn't draft him.
But they said they didn't like O.J. Howard. He wasn't drafted. They wasn't graded that high on their board, though.
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah, but they didn't like him.
I'm just saying, like, that's what everyone was saying.
But
not them.
Whose board are we talking about, though? We're talking about the Ravens' board or everybody else's board? I don't think they're the same.
I think you're missing the point of what I'm trying to say. That is an outlier to say, hey, they're not going to take a quarterback over this. They are going to take best player available. If the players are similar, then you look at position.
But see, I think sometimes we say best player available based on somebody else's board. That might not be the best player on the Ravens' board. I don't know if the Ravens are going to have a quarterback at number one on their board.
It's always going to be best player available on their board. They're not going off of somebody else's board.
Right, so I don't know if they even have a quarterback on their board.
They will.
That's not what they're looking at.
They have. I mean, like, was quarterback a huge need when they drafted Lamar?
Yeah.
Because if it was, why didn't you draft him the first time around?
But I don't think they felt he was worth that pick. I think the way
he was worth a pick eight picks later?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worth that one, but he was... I don't think that's how things apply for them, that they are going to take best player available.
You had a new GM coming in the next year who wanted his quarterback. He was allowed to move back in to get his quarterback.
Again, but you could have taken him if you needed him. You could have taken him at that spot eight picks before that and not taken a chance of losing him.
Maybe Ozzie didn't want him at that spot.
But again, I thought it was DaCosta.
But you had a new GM coming in the next year who wanted his quarterback. 410-583-1057. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
Happened.
I think the Andrews signing is DaCosta overthinking. You know when they say, you know, don't overthink it, just do it?
Yeah.
I think it's the overthinking signing, meaning they're going to trade Andrews at the end of the year, and whatever team they trade him to is going to have 3 years of control over Andrews now versus basically nothing. So they're going to try to get more out of him with a three-year control versus a no-year control. That's just my thought.
Yeah, but even then, like, if you want to talk about control, it's not a guarantee. Yeah. Like, there's ways out of contracts. There's, you know, they could release him early. You could talk about control.
How many times did that happen in baseball? Yeah, that's baseball. That's what I just said. You know, that's that. How many times did that happen in football? Oh, it happens in basketball, sign and trade. But how many times do you do that in football? I don't.
But in all seriousness, when you have a cap, are you going to spend $30 million on somebody over 3 years if your goal is just to trade him?
And if you sign him, aren't you still responsible for some of the guaranteed money?
Yeah. And by the way,
you gave him the extension. Even if you trade him, some of that guaranteed money belongs to you.
If you trade him, it gets pushed to the forefront.
Yeah.
And again, it makes it more difficult to trade at that point. Like, if anything, you would have wanted to franchise him at the end of the year and then traded him. But even then, he's probably too much money for the fact of, you know, what you're going to get with the way tight ends have been paid here recently.
I think the caller, he said he thinks Eric ADC overthinking it. I think the caller, I think you're overthinking this. I think they signed him because either they feel like he still has something in the tank that they want, or this thing would likely, Ed, is just not working. I don't think all the you sign him, you trade him, you can have more control. No.
I think it's the latter. I think it's Ed likely is forced this issue. I don't think he has performed that well this year, or at least the expectations were so high. So, I mean, so many people had Andrews out the door. Oh, this is it. Likely is the, you know, young version. I know a lot of people did, but I don't see it that. I mean, Andrews still. I mean, keep in mind, he had 11 touchdown catches last year, and he's hardly targeted anymore. I mean, he was targeted over 100 times in recent memory, in 21 and 22, I think.
His rankings this year.
But it's gone down to 60s. It was cut in half, his targets.
Yeah. His rankings this year make him right around the 11th best tight end. But you also got to factor in production. Because if I look up top, I don't know why Travis Kelce's listed at the top right now, because the production hasn't been there. But they still, on this site, they still have him listed there. But like Tyler Warren gets a ton of targets in that Colts offense. You might even call him their number one pass catcher outside of Jonathan Taylor, more so than the wide receivers.
He's a beast, though.
Hunter Henry on a team where he might be the number one receiver, with all due respect to Diggs. Ferguson, Bowers, Tucker Kraft before he got hurt, Dallas Goedert, Theo Johnson, Zach Ertz getting a ton of targets this year, and then Mark Andrews comes in at number 11, where if you honestly look at him, it's if you have a player that buys into what you're doing and it's not just about stats and getting his, because you have an offense where we're saying Derrick Henry needs to get more carries. Keaton Mitchell needs more touches. They got to be on the field more, which means that's taking away from somebody else getting those touches. Isaiah Likely's screaming he wants the ball more.
Literally. So,
you got a lot of mouths to feed. And if you have guys that buy into what you're trying to do and you're winning, it's hard to argue it. When you're not winning the way that it should be, it's like, hey, why aren't you getting me the ball more? I can help us win.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Oh, how are you?
All right. You know, when I first heard that Andrews had signed, resigned, I thought, you know, you see so much crap on the internet that's fake. So I thought it was fake. You know, I thought it was, but then I found out it's real. I'm kind of puzzled because I'm gonna tell you, I'm not in the locker room. I'm not at the training camp. Not on the sideline. But I kind of sensed it. Isaiah Likely's kind of like been kind of disgruntled or disinterested this year. I mean, they haven't targeted him a lot, but it just seems like he's kind of like lackadaisical this year. So I'm kind of shocked about what happened, but with all the needs that we have, you know, edge rusher and you know, offensive lineman, I'm kind of puzzled by it, to tell you the truth, because I didn't think they was going to keep both.
I mean, they might not. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, like, again, the other option.
I don't think they are.
The other option you have, you don't have to franchise Likely. You can give him some sort of tag that a team has to give you something for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most likely that's the route they end up taking, unless this was the plan all along to try to keep these two guys.
I don't think they keep them both. I have no inside information on that, just my opinion. I don't think they keep both of them. Ben McDonald joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side. It seems like Mike Tomlin still has the support of the locker room, but is that enough to keep him around in Pittsburgh? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat by the fans we know in Pittsburgh, Ed, but we don't know whether Mike Tomlin is on the hot seat by the organization. We just hear from fans. It seems like now controversy and things that come from fans and social media, we take as the gospel,
yeah,
and that it moves the needle. But the organization still wants Mike Tomlin around. They will be tone deaf to the fans.
Yeah, they just ignore them. They're going to do what they want to do, and it's, you know, it's how they've operated. It's how the Ravens have operated. There's certain teams that do that. They don't believe in change. I mean, think about the Steelers, how many coaches they've had in their history.
Three.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, this is what the locker room has to say about him, Jeremy. This is DK Metcalf. I think he's a great leader, just the way that he carries himself in and out of the building, how he motivates me and gets me to follow his lead. I think he's done a heck of a job sitting in there, listening to the team meetings. Anything that he has to say or his point of view about things. He's coached some great players in the past, and I'm just trying to add to that list with the way that I play. Sounds like he still has at least DK Metcalf,
mm-hmm,
in the locker room.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of players that like him. I do. But I also think there's a lot of guys, the same way we're talking about the frustration here in Baltimore with whether you want to say, is it likely not getting enough looks on offense? Is there anyone else on offense that's going to be complaining about things? Like, if I'm Derrick Henry, I'm complaining about not getting touches. Like, hey, what are we doing? What is our goal here? And I think he does it without being a, you know, like sounding like some sort of diva. It's not, I want my touches because I want my touches. I want my touches because I want to win the game. And yeah, you know what you bring to the table.
So. I think players know, though. I mean, if you're in Pittsburgh, you know. When it comes down to coaching, when it comes down to performance. And when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers team, I don't see anybody standing out really having – you don't have a quarterback. That's number one.
You don't have a quarterback.
It's hard to win without one.
Yeah.
Who are the running backs there?
Jalen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell.
Which one of them you take?
I like Warren personally, but they're both similar guys. They catch the ball in the backfield. They run it a little bit, you know, kind of a hybrid.
Right. You're a bell cow. Where's your bell cow?
They don't have one.
My point. I just think, Jeremy, I think in that locker room, if you're honest with yourself, you look around and say, yeah, we're lucky with 6-6.
Yeah.
We're lucky with 6-6.
They are lucky.
And I'm talking about Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I am too. Yeah. They are lucky. I think they've had, you know, they should have lost the first game of the year to the lowly Jets. I mean, I think they've been really lucky this season to be, and I think their luck has run out.
And we've all played sports too. I'm not talking about pickup. I'm talking where we actually have been coached, where there's a coach on the team. After the game, each one of us has known whether it was our performance or coaching. You know that. You sit down, you're honest with yourself. Forget about what you say to your friends. If you're honest with yourself, you know whether it's coaching. And right now, I don't watch the Steelers like I do the Ravens. They don't pull my heartstrings. But when I watch the Steelers team, I see a bunch of guys where I think that dog don't hunt.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, and again, like as we're sitting here looking at all the different pieces and, you know, which direction this team's going to go in, I don't think any of us really expected this to turn into something with Andrew's extension. But now, like with the Ravens and the similarities we talked about with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, it does make me wonder which one has the first knee-jerk reaction to fire their coach.
Right.
Because this is the first time I've heard fans cheering fire Tomlin.
If they did, though, at this point, would it be a knee-jerk reaction?
I don't think so, but I think because of the history of the two owners
here.
It's
so long coming. Yeah. These guys are long-tenured coaches. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in forever.
Yeah.
10 years almost.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I'll be honest, was I think 2016 maybe? I would be surprised if Harbaugh gets fired by the Ravens. Would not be surprised if Tomlin. I don't expect it, but I wouldn't be surprised. There's so much has happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Tomlin, I would almost think about moving on. Someone said something interesting yesterday. I'm just throwing it out there. Tomlin steps down, takes over Penn State. You see that?
Can you see that
working? Yeah. Was it Roethlisberger that said it? Can you see that happening?
No,
I'm sorry. Can you see that working? Tomlin at Penn State.
I could. It just it matters the mentality of that coach coming in. Does he want to deal with the NIL stuff with these young players? I mean, because I think that's why some coaches got out of the game on the basketball side and the football side.
Yeah. Why has that job stayed vacant for so long? Is it just not desired anymore?
Well, they wanted the BYU coach, and then the crumble cookie guy came in over the top with the haymaker.
And then James Franklin
had crumble cookies
at his press conference.
For Virginia Tech. Yeah. That's very, super petty, James. Jimmy.
I knew I liked you. Yeah. I knew I liked you.
But I guess like that job too, when you look at, there's a couple of jobs out there that would be more coveted, right? Unless that's the one you wanted. Because if I'm looking at it, why wouldn't I want to go to Florida or LSU?
Yes. Yeah.
And then now Ole Miss has an opening. What if that, and I don't think that's as good as it looks because you got to build it back up.
Weather's a lot better, man.
Yeah.
So that matters to me.
View's a lot better, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a big consideration for people because you're going, your family's going. It's like, to me, weather's a huge consideration.
Well, everybody talks about him being Tomlin, such a good leader. I think Mike Tomlin in the college game, and nowadays, Jeremy, these colleges have general managers. So the coach doesn't handle the NIL stuff too much.
Yeah.
You know, the general managers go through that. I don't know. That's very interesting. Let's go to Baltimore. Get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Michelle?
What's wrong with you?
Man, you know I go to Jamaica next week, man. I got a little cold. I'm trying to get rid of it. Y'all got any ideas?
Do rocking. Go ahead.
I was going to take some zinc. Let's go get some zinc tablets right now before we get to any further.
You got mucus in your chest or in your head?
Yeah,
where?
My chest.
Take some rock and rye, heat it up, put it in some tea.
What are you gonna knock it up, hottie toddy.
Hey, and, do me a favor, Rob. Text that to me.
I will.
I'm gonna forget, but I wanted to chime in about Mark Andrews. Right? Maybe I was one of them fans of my fans. Man, get him off my team, right? But I mean, him and Lamar came in together. They got some type of chemistry, right? And that's what you know. We need chemistry, like. Maybe he could upgrade, I mean, you know, up his game in the playoffs, though. But I just hate when, like I keep telling y'all, I can't tell fans how to fan, right? But us fans, we got to stop acting like we playing Madden, man. Hello? Like, when you play Madden, you can be your own GM. Like, let my man EDC cook. Because a lot of y'all Ravens fans, right, that's complaining about this contract now, y'all the same ones who's talking about, I don't care what we get Lamar, man. As long as we got Lamar on the team, I don't care who else on the team. Like, make it make sense, you feel me? So, we signed Mark Andrews. I ain't gonna lie. I like Lightly and Kolar. You see what I'm saying? I like both of them, but who knows? I mean, we probably could bring both of them back, but I mean, I feel like one of them gonna leave, but just trust the process, man. Like, these Raiders fans, boy, I swear, boy, some of them talking like the season over already, you know what I mean? But, like, just trust the process, man. EDC got something up his sleeve, man. You feel me? And by the way, y'all, Rob, I got a shout-out. This for the people, man. For Lele, I mean, for Doo-Doo, it's trash, man. Hey, y'all have a great Friday Eve. Hold on, today Friday?
Thursday.
Friday Eve, man. Babe.
I think he's gone. Now, let me just push on what he said. Some fans feel like the season is over. Fans came into the season with what expectations, Jeremy?
Super Bowl.
Do you believe they're going to the Super Bowl?
Right now, it's probably a hard sell.
Most fans, what do you think they believe?
What, that they're not going?
Yeah. So if you came in with Super Bowl expectations, to you, in some capacity, the season is over. That's why they're like, this was not a go to the playoff season. Been there, done that. Fans were upset because Harbaugh didn't sign off on, give a stamp of approval on Super Bowl or bust because that's what the fans wanted. So the disappointment of being 6-6 now and going into week 14, yeah, I can understand why the fans are so down because this team does not look like a Super Bowl team. I'm not saying they can't go. Doesn't look like it right now. They got to catch fire. Ben McDonald joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Ed Norris is commissions Baltimore.
Yeah, we're going to talk about basically the lack of civility in society. Chip in, chime in on this, because I have a couple of things that are really just like...
Chaps your ass?
I mean, like, come on, man. Like, do we not live in a society anymore? Like, it's really making me sad. And I think there's a reason. I really believe it's why we have so many problems right now.
Commissions Baltimore up next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, it's Commissions Baltimore. What's going on there, Edward?
Just what we kind of discussed over text yesterday, we have been talking about. I just noticed... No, I've been noticing that there is an incredible lack of civility and politeness and manners. And it's even more prevalent here than when I travel around. I think this is one of the root causes of all the problems we have. Because everybody, you look around, people look like they just got back from Iraq like 2 weeks ago. It just doesn't seem like a happy place, and it's just nobody seems to care about anybody else. And it comes down to things like, you know, you're in a parking lot trying to find a spot. Oh, but you're going to sit there, and I can't pass now even to get down this aisle to go look for a proper spot because you're going to sit there with your flashes on waiting for your wife or your whomever to come out of the store, and everybody else be damned.
And yeah,
nobody else matters.
And what if we all chose to do that? Then what happens? And it's just complete chaos. And again, there are reasons why there are rules in place, yeah, or even these unwritten rules of understanding what you should be doing.
Yeah. Can I give you one? And maybe it's just me. My expectations are too high. Went to a restaurant last night and it was crowded. Mm-hmm. They had three hostesses behind the counter, of them. And the lady was looking on her iPod. I guess she was trying to find seats, and she looked up at me, and she just looked right back down. Never said to me, give me 1 minute. You know what I mean? Yeah, give me a minute. I'll be right. Just looked at me and just kept doing her job. I'm thinking to myself, am I expecting too much from this young lady, or is this like not good customer service, which does not exist anymore, by the way.
It's rare. Believe me, it's rare. And they mentioned seats. It's another one of my things that's really pissed me off lately is when you walk into a, you know, and we like, especially being, you know, up here single and stuff, you know, you eat out alone and you go to bars. I don't want to eat at a table alone. Look like some pathetic old fool.
Eat at the bar,
eat at the bar. So you walk in and like people have like, you know, have like a seat between them and no one offers to move over. Like, you know, or they got a bag on the seat. Do I really have to ask you? Do I have to come over and say, excuse me, is this take, may I sit? Oh, because they make believe they don't see you. Like the people on, you know, Amtrak, when they make believe they're sleeping with their computer bag next to them on the seat. Like,
Or, you know, or you ask somebody, is this your hat? And look in and say, yes.
Yes, it is.
Does your dog bite?
I'm sorry, son.
Does your dog bite?
Do you have any spare change? Yes, I do. Thank you for reminding me. It feels great.
And then it comes out to yesterday, one of my pet peeves. I went out. I decided I want to have a nice lunch by myself. I sit down, you know, local steakhouse, my food. Guy comes in. What do you think he does? Plops down at the bar on his phone.
Oh, loud.
Loud. Having like a long discussion, like a business meeting. On speakerphone. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm paying to be here too. Like, I don't want to listen to your stupid conversation.
Why do people not understand that? Or they just don't care? Again, it's a matter of not caring. It's like every day when we do shovels and we talk about some of the stuff on the road. Oh, I'm in the wrong lane? Let me just put my signal on and I'll back everyone up that's behind me. All 12 of these cars that now can't make their right-hand turn because I realize I want to be over there. Tough luck, guys.
Yeah. And it just seems like it's so... And the phone thing is so common now. Like, I don't know. Like, when did this become okay? And why don't restaurants tell people, excuse me, there's no, you know, phone use at the bar. You have to step outside. Like, it's a simple thing to say.
Like, sometimes it's bad enough you got to hear half of somebody's conversation. Yes. I don't need to see the FaceTime or hear
both.
Sometimes the conversations, Sue, they're not. By the way, I don't know if those are public conversations.
Yeah.
I've been around
people. They shouldn't be. Most of them should not be.
No.
And you know, it's bad enough that I got to hear you. Why do I have to hear the other person?
Right. Why?
I don't want to hear
Why are you in speaker? In a restaurant. But people come to have you relax and enjoy themselves for an hour.
You do realize, like, if we would have talked to our parents years ago, when we were younger, there were some things that we did that they probably wouldn't have done. I think that we get further and further away from.
Yeah.
Rock and roll music's the devil.
Father used to make me take my hat off when I walked in a restaurant. Wouldn't let me eat with a hat on. And that to this day, I won't. And I see, you know, I was talking to somebody, and they asked him about clothing. I said, you know why? Because I don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
I pointed down the bar.
Was it me?
And you had, much worse.
Oh.
Believe it or not. It was a bunch of guys. I can't remember where this was. I think it was in Annapolis. And I said, that's why. And that's people have impressions of Americans worldwide. That's why. I was a foreigner. And a bunch of guys, not quite my, but guys in their 40s and 50s, sitting at a nice, you know, Italian restaurant at the bar, having their cocktails and lunch or whatever, but wearing like baseball caps on backwards. You're 47 years old.
Yep.
Stop it. You look like an idiot. You just do. Like, gosh. Like,
that bothers you, a baseball hat on backwards?
Of a certain age? 100%.
Yeah. Why?
What are you catching for the senior tour? Like,
so if he put it on forward, it means he's what? Like, I don't understand that. What does it matter?
There's certain things you don't wear that are not age appropriate anymore. You look like a fool when you know. There was a guy in Starbucks in front of me. It was a couple years in the Annapolis Mall. He looked like, it's a guy, I think he's a kid, skateboarder. He's got on like Vans and his jeans are rolled up high. He's got on some kind of goofy graphic hoodie, long hair. That guy had to be 67 years old.
But isn't like, that, like, I mean, certain people grow up in certain eras, and that's what they've worn, that's what they've done.
Maybe dude, I grew up in those areas.
Yeah.
I grew up in a crummy area in Brooklyn.
No, he said eras. You said eras
era.
Or areas?
Oh, era. Yeah, like, again, they're, you know, like, when I was going to school in the 90s, people were wearing those damn Jenko jeans, the big ass, and I'm like, who
you
the
still
hell?
Wear them?
No, I don't.
They are.
But I didn't find out they went out of style until it was too late. The same thing with jean shorts, and I guess they're back now. I don't know. But like the whole fashion thing.
Jeez. but going back to the era, Jeremy, I think that's to Ed's point. Like, you know, the era, you're not, that backwards cap doesn't identify with his era.
Yeah.
So why are you wearing it? Why are you trying to be young? That's not what you grew up doing. I think that's the point.
Kind of, but I used to do that. Because this isn't a new thing. It's been around for a while. But then after a while, I said, dude, you're like in your 40s now. It's time. Stop. Like, you just look like you're trying too hard to look young.
I guess for me, that was never a thing.
Or maybe,
I don't think I ever wore my hat backwards.
Ever, really?
Never wore my hat backwards.
I did.
Never in my life did I wear it to the side, to the back. Never
the
in my life.
That was not a part of our
so
culture
that's,
here.
That's not something that, that's not something I had to let go of, because I never did it in the first place.
But all right, so this,
I never wore my pants sagging, so I didn't have to let go of that. Yeah. You know, there's certain things for me that I never did, so... I'm good. I don't have to let it go.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like fashion speaking or whatever, you're looking at certain things that people are going to wear, but couldn't we say this about pretty much anything when a style goes out and somebody
still
has it?
It's not a style. It's what is...
You're offended by a guy wearing his hat backwards.
That's not
I'm
a style.
I'm not offended. I feel bad, but you look like a fool.
You don't think hat backwards
things
is a style?
That Joe can wear.
Tom Brady was wearing his hat backwards.
Yeah, he's an NFL quarterback, and you know he wears it.
After he's retired,
I guarantee he's worn his hat backwards or had a visor around backwards like these guys do when they're playing. You see it all the time.
There are things that young men can wear that older men can't advise for. It looks stupid.
Children's pants. Yeah, I get that. children's shirts. They can't wear those. Yeah. But no, like, again, and this isn't me, like, you feel the way you feel, but I'm one of those guys where, like, I don't know, certain things
you
just
don't care.
Bother me. Yeah. It doesn't bother me because it has to do with whatever that guy
But most things don't bother you, Jeremy. Yeah. Most things don't.
Well, when they do, then listen.
But I was having this conversation with a European person at the bar, admittedly. And the thing was how Americans are so identifiable overseas.
Oh, there's no question about that.
That's what I said. That's what they, and other places don't look like that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kamish. Sarah Ellison joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, LSU alum Ben McDonald joins us to weigh in on this football situation with Lane Kiffin. He's got a lot to say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.